You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. It's Labor Day, but we're still working hard. Hopefully you're having the day off and able to enjoy yourself a little bit. But yes, we are live, and today's program will be a full-fledged incursion into the insanity of the mainstream media. We'll also have a couple of great guests. Christy Lee will be in studio a little bit later in this hour to talk about her incredible investigation, breaking down the unbelievable lies that have been told about ivermectin that continue to be spread across the mainstream media and across the Twitter sphere like wildfire, despite being based on just absolutely nothing, just blatant open lies that are disproven the minute they're uttered, and yet continue to discredit ivermectin completely falsely. We'll also have Mary Josephine Generoso, the manager of Rocco's Restaurant in New York, that is standing up against the vaccine mandates in that city. So a lot of great stuff to come in today's program. But first, let's begin with the latest from Greg Reese. The mark of the beast has arrived. Indeed, it has. You can find and share this video at band.video and Infowars.com. The mark of the beast is here.
Corey Diggs recently published a comprehensive report on the business behind the vaccine passport. It includes every facet of banking and big tech, including IBM, who did virtually the same thing during World War II, and Intrust, a company run by the prominent Nazi Quant family. Her extensive research spells out the plan very clearly. The QR code will be the so-called mark of the beast, marked like livestock and no longer free. The QR code has already become the standard for DNA data storage. We can now scan a specimen's QR code and extract the entire genomic map. And we can create a creature from this data. George Church of Nebula Genomics explains how his company has the ability to read ancient DNA, write, and edit it with CRISPR.
We can read the woolly mammoth genome, which is pretty amazing. Yeah. These things have been extinct for a long time. We can read this ancient DNA, and we can now write it, can edit the elephant genomes with CRISPR again. And we've done this. We've made 15 edits so far of bringing back extinct DNA.
He said in a 2013 interview with Der Spiegel that DNA can be assembled into an embryo and planted inside of a human woman. Church's Nebula Genomics wants to give people the opportunity to sell their genetic information for digital tokens. And he has Hollywood's Morgan Freeman to help promote and normalize his radical modern-day Frankenstein work. Stamping a human's DNA genome onto their mark is one thing, but in order to store a person's entire life onto a single QR code and have it utilized efficiently across the entire web, they are using the blockchain. Blockchain technology allows information to be stored by a tamper-proof ledger that others on the chain can monitor and validate in real time, and it is being adopted in nearly every major industry. With the help of Big Pharma and the media, the bankers are corralling everyone inside their rentals, wired up to the Internet of Things, with a QR digital ID that holds their entire DNA genome on the blockchain and managed by artificial intelligence. Just as the Rockefeller Foundation announced in their 2020 publication, Mapping an AI Future, and the UK Ministry of Defense in their 2021 publication, Human Augmentation, The Dawn of a New Paradigm. Marked like livestock and no longer free. Unless, of course, we all say no. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Incredible, isn't it, that you have a revelation thousands of years ago that seems to predict exactly what's going on here. And we'll show you videos later in the program. People trying to go shopping without having received the vaccine, and they're treated to nightsticks and bloody noses for the attempt. It's the mark of the beast, folks, and it's here.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product, we need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Let's begin today's broadcast, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, September 6th, 2021. We got to start off with this one from Times Radio. 12 to 15-year-olds will be able to override their parents' views on whether to have the COVID jab if they're deemed competent to do so, Nadhim Zawahi has said. Now, this is in Britain, but once again, we'll start off with just one of the most crazy and dangerous outcomes of this coronavirus, which is that children aren't yours anymore. And we'll be talking more about this later in the program as Politico writes a headline. It calls parental rights a dangerous illusion. That's right. You don't have right to raise your kids as you want. The state will indoctrinate them as they see fit, wield them as they see fit. And now in England, 12 to 15-year-olds apparently are able to consent to a medical procedure against the wishes of their parents as long as the government wants them to. At least 47 people were shot, including six children, in a 12-hour span this weekend in Chicago. Just thought I'd throw that out there. You come to your own conclusions, I guess. But, yeah, more people shot in Chicago than die of COVID. So there's that. GOP Representative McCall says six planes with American hostages on board are stuck in Afghanistan airport in a hostage situation with the Taliban. He says, quote, in fact, we have six airplanes at Mazar-e-Sharif Airport, six airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostages for demands right now, said McCall, a top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, told Fox News' Chris Wallace. State has cleared these flights, and the Taliban will not let them leave the airport. So, yes, just as Donald Trump said during his interview last week, predicting that there would be Americans held in Afghanistan hostage by the Taliban until they received their demands. That was, of course, proven right. Interestingly, tens of thousands of Afghans have made it out of there alive thanks to American military and State Department efforts, but apparently not so much consideration for the actual Americans that we sent over there. And it's just really incredible, these stories from InfoWars.com. Pregnant Californian woman stranded in Afghanistan claims Taliban is hunting Americans. The woman, identified as Nasria, was among numerous Americans still stranded in the country, the New York Post reported Sunday. She said, quote, apparently they're going door to door now to see if anyone has a blue passport, she said. That's, I guess, the Taliban doing something the State Department never did, actually went out and tried to find the Americans still in Afghanistan. In fact, the State Department is blocking private rescue flights from leaving Afghanistan. Organizers say blood is on their hands. Americans engaged in the rescue of U.S. citizens and green card holders left behind by President Biden in Afghanistan are horrified by what they call inexplicable delays from the State Department that are preventing evacuation flights from leaving the country. Rick Clay, who runs the private rescue group Plan B, told Fox News that the State Department is the only thing preventing the flights he's organizing from leaving Afghanistan. Two other American individuals separately involved in evacuation efforts similarly said that the State Department is the sole entity preventing their charter flights from leaving Afghanistan. That individual suggested that the State Department's obstruction is motivated in part by embarrassment that private individuals are rescuing Americans that the U.S. government left behind. So, yes, not only did the U.S. government not rescue the Americans that we sent over there, they're now actively preventing private citizens from rescuing themselves. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable this is happening, but there you go. Two anchors of COVID safety net are ending, affecting millions. Starting Monday, an estimated 8.9 million people will lose all unemployment benefits. A federal eviction moratorium has already expired. So, those increased welfare benefits because of COVID are expiring, meaning the people that have taken the last year and a half off might actually have to go back to work. But, of course, it's our fault. People who worked the whole year, it's our fault that this is happening apparently somehow. Of course. Israel planning to administer fourth COVID vaccine, which could be adjusted to fight new variants. That's right. It comes as the country deals with soaring cases despite blazing a trail on the jabs. Remember, Israel, the most vaccinated country in the world, also having the highest spike of infections in the world. And if you think about that too much, you become a domestic terrorist. Country's national coronavirus czar says people should expect to receive a new vaccination against the virus more frequently, every 5 to 6 months, and probably for the rest of your life. That's just incredible. People who are fully vaccinated are no longer fully vaccinated because now they have to get another one every 6 months for the rest of their lives, like an update to your computer. It's incredible. Rolling Stone issues update after horse dewormer hit piece debunked. We'll be talking about this with Christy Lee. In this hour a little bit, but it's this whole story is just, again, just a wild time that we live. I mean, it's just a blatant lie, completely untrue, absolutely baseless, no hint at reality in this story, just completely made up from whole cloth, publicized widely, spread everywhere, retweeted and published by, you know, some of the most popular and outspoken leftist out there, and it's just a complete lie, just complete baseless lie. The original Rolling Stone tweet that claims this is still up, telling you everything you need to know about misinformation on Twitter. It's just blatant, open misinformation being published, and everything about it. Even the picture they used was from the winter. It's like everybody's in coats. Just like clearly fake all the way around. It's just wild. It's just unbelievably wild being condescended to and looked down at and, you know, told that we're fools following fake news by people who just routinely, constantly are spouting just utterly baseless lies. And then they just don't even correct themselves. They're just proven wrong and just keep going. It's truly wild. This weekend, there's an actual coup d'etat. An actual insurrection took place in Guinea. Soldiers detained Guinea's president and dissolved the government. Mutinous soldiers in the West African nation of Guinea detained the president, Alpha Condé, on Sunday after hours of heavy gunfire rang out near the presidential palace of the capital, then announced on state television that the government had been dissolved in an apparent coup d'etat. The country's borders were closed and its constitution was declared invalid as the announcement was read aloud on state television by Army Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya, who told Guineas, the duty of a soldier is to save the country, saying we will no longer entrust politics to one man, we will entrust it to the people. He was draped in a Guinean flag with about half a dozen soldiers flanked at either side. And is it wrong that I'm jealous? South Australia drops vaccine requirements for truckers in the wake of protests and freight delays. And it's not been a ton of reporting about this, but do a little digging and you find out that not only are the truckers in Australia holding a very effective protest against coronavirus lockdowns and vaccine mandates, but it's having a major hit and it's actually forcing the government to change their rules. It's very interesting. We'll show you some videos of, empty grocery store shelves in Australia with the managers of those grocery stores saying, well, the trucks just aren't coming in. In other words, when the people in the urban centers want to flex their might on the rural people, they might do something like impose vaccine mandates. But when the rural inhabitants want to impose their might on the urbanites, well, the urbanites starve to death. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how this goes, and hopefully gets picked up here in America. Meanwhile, the Satanic Temple is set to challenge Texas abortion law on freedom of religion grounds. In other words, they're claiming that aborting babies is child sacrifice to Satan and therefore must be allowed to continue because, well, we live in a world run by Satanists. Portland Proud Boy Tiny Toesi has been shot at a Washington protest. So Antifa shot a Proud Boy this weekend in Olympia, Washington. We'll tell you more about that story a little bit later in the program. But we'll finish here with our meme of the day. It's a boiling frog going from it's just 2 weeks to it's just a mask to it's just a jab. My God, why are people so stupid? To it's just an app to track you and your social media for everyone's safety to, well, it's just a social credit system that will control every aspect of your life. Get out of the pot already, you frog.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years. Against the globalist. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's 3-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. I almost don't even know. I don't know where to start with this. This week, obviously, abortion is back as a talking point across the country, and again, we're just treated to the obvious lies. Just, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it because literally everything they say is a lie. Everything they say is a lie, and they are literally openly destroying our actual democracy in pursuit of these absurd lies. And I've got a couple ideas on how you could treat this to completely invalidate any of their objections, but apparently we can't think outside. Nobody can think outside of the box. Everybody's just in a box, and they're all just right there, and they can't break out of it at all. You give them evidence, it doesn't matter. You show them proof, doesn't matter. You show them blatant, obvious inconsistencies in their own beliefs, and it doesn't matter. But let's go back to the foundational lie. Let's go back to the original lie that got abortion legalized here in the United States. Did you know that Roe versus Wade was just a blatant falsehood? Completely fabricated, that was not real at all and should be thrown out immediately, because we've known that since the 90s. Here's a news report, clip number 9, about Roe versus Wade, exposing from Roe's own mouth that she lied. She was just all a lie, all based on a total lie that she then repented for and said, you know, it was all fake, all made up, completely false, and this is what you know, our entire abortion industry is based on at this point. So here it is, Roe versus Wade, based entirely on lies.
Jane Roe's story was a terrible one. She said she had been gang raped, gotten pregnant, was desperate to get an abortion. That's what everyone believed, as long as Jane Roe remained anonymous. When she went public, she told a different story.
You were raped while you were in Georgia?
No, I wasn't.
You were not?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, so all those stories that are in the books and so forth are not true?
Yes, sir. Yes.
They're not true.
Right.
And it turned out that lying wasn't the only embarrassment this darling of the pro-choice forces presented. In her personal treatise published last year, Norma McCorvey told the story of her somewhat sordid life. Then she still adamantly supported abortion. Now she adds that to the list of sins she took with her into the baptismal pool.
I've cheated people out of money. I've sold drugs. You know, I was an abusive alcoholic for, you know, many, many years. I've done a lot against his teachings. But I think the far greater sin that I did was to be the plaintiff in Roe versus Wade.
Just complete lie. Just complete baseless lie that has led to literally hundreds of millions of babies being ripped from their mother's wombs. Unbelievably sick. Satanic temple set to challenge Texas abortion laws on freedom of religion grounds. So they're literally just telling you that it's children sacrifice. It's child sacrifice, and this is a satanic ritual that they're carrying out. For some reason, the separation of church and state allows us to allow satanic temples to murder babies. Have we not gone a little bit too far here, folks? This is just... I mean, what is there even to say to this? We're just literally inundated with evil. We are just saturated. We are dripping evil from every pore. I mean, it's just no wonder why our country is failing. No wonder why we are collapsing at an incredible rate. No wonder we will soon end up in just a tribal mess of murder and Satanism and death. I mean, this is all we're headed towards, and maybe we deserve it because these are our citizens doing this. Texas' controversial fetal heart bill may have many fans among some religious communities, but the Satanic Temple isn't among them. Oh, you don't say. Now, the people who worship Satan want to kill babies? Wow, I'm so surprised. I guess we have to let them because otherwise we're tyrants, right? I mean, this is the insanity, is that they're like the Christian tyrants who want to save babies' lives. Like, how dare you try to save this baby's life? Just ridiculous. The religion which does not have or believe in gods, well, it's not a religion then. Okay, all right, so we can ignore it then if it doesn't believe in gods and doesn't have any spiritual value and is literally just a satanic cabal that mocks Christianity and does everything it can to tear down any decency in this country. Let's just absolve it. Let's just put the people in jail. Like, I'm just sick of this crap. Oh, God. All right. They filed a letter with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to request its members have access to abortion pills on grounds of freedom of religion, Fortune reports. It's literally not about religion. It has nothing to do. This is literally science. The science says that a baby in a mother's womb is an independent entity with an independent DNA profile that is not the mother and is not the father and is therefore deserving of protection from the state until such time as it comes to majority and can take care of itself. This is science. This has nothing to do with religion. That is a baby, a living being with its own brain and its own mindset, its own soul in a woman's stomach. Do you have to be a religious person, or are you just a human being who can think about things? When you kill a pregnant woman, don't you get an extra charge for murdering the baby in her stomach? If you go out and punch a pregnant woman in the stomach and destroy her baby and force her to miscarriage, are you not a murderer? This is not religion. This is science. It's absolutely outrageous. And how about this for a little bit of middle ground here? Because every time you try to talk about abortion, what's the only argument that they put forward? The only argument they possibly can. One, they say you're imposing your will on women's bodies. Well, it's not their body. It's a baby's body inside of their body. And they're responsible for its care and its gestation until it's born, and then they're still responsible for it because nothing has really changed. It's still a helpless baby that will die without care. Nothing has changed when it's born. But the only argument that they can possibly bring up is, well, you're going to force a rapist or a rape victim to carry a rapist baby. First of all, yes, a rape victim, a baby born of rape still deserves life. It is still living. It is still a human being. Go tell somebody who was born of rape, you shouldn't exist. You shouldn't exist because your conception was uncomfortable. No, this doesn't make any sense. But you know what? For the sake of argument, let's just say, okay. All right. You get one exemption. If you are a victim of rape who gets pregnant from that rape, you can have an abortion. I'd be willing to make that because it doesn't really happen. It's like 0.001% of abortions are from rape victims. I say, fine, you can have that. Little bit of middle ground here. You can have that. Now shut the hell up. Go the hell away. You have no argument whatsoever. How about that for a little bit of middle ground for you? A little bit of solution to this problem. It's literally as simple as that, because that's the only argument they can possibly have. Otherwise, it's literally just keep your legs together, slut. How about that? How about you just don't get pregnant because there's condoms and birth control and just the natural method of keeping track of your period? Like, there's a million different ways. If you're so irresponsible to not know how to not get pregnant, that's it. It's just as simple as that. You don't get to have an abortion. You don't get to replace the burden of responsibility with the convenience of murder. It doesn't happen. We'll be right back.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever,
You need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90%+ of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down, because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do, to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing Made in America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Breaking, more media malfeasance. KFOR ran this story unvetted, and Rolling Stone, MSN, Yahoo News, and many others piled right on to report, using one doctor as their source, one who was fired from his last position. They put out en masse that people overdosing on ivermectin were clogging up hospitals, turning ambulances away, leaving those with gunshot wounds waiting for care. They ran with it with no data, no verification, no video that this was actually happening. But one hospital is now setting the record straight. NHS Sequoia posted this message. It says, although Dr. Jason McAllier is not an employee of NHS Sequoia, he is affiliated with a medical staffing group that provides coverage for our emergency room. With that said, Dr. McAllier has not worked at our Salisaw location in over 2 months. NHS Sequoia has not treated any patients due to complications related to taking ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. All patients who have visited our emergency room have received medical attention as appropriate. Our hospital has not had to turn any patients away seeking emergency care. We also called the other hospitals, as Dr. McKellier is listed as affiliated with, Arbuckle Memorial.
Have you been experiencing an increase in patients that have been overdosing on ivermectin?
No.
She's hung up on me.
And here is Integris Grove.
Well, surely someone can answer that question.
You can call on Tuesday and you can speak to administration, but I don't have anyone here right now. So.
Well, NHS Sequoia put a message up on their website addressing this issue. There's no statement addressing this.
Call on Tuesday and you can speak with the administration. Okay, thank you.
Just another example of the death of mainstream media. As the propaganda puppet play clamored to get control of the narrative, due diligence was lost. The story was a mess to begin with. After blasting Joe Rogan for using ivermectin and daring to get well, nearly every legacy media op described the drug as horse medicine. Except it wasn't. It was the human pill that's been prescribed to billions over decades. Then they doubled down with this story. People overdosing on the horse paste and clogging up hospitals. KFOR ran this even after running a story dated a week prior saying 11 people had called Center for Poison and Drug since May. 11 people over the course of 3 to 4 months? Does that sound like it would clog up hospitals? Were any admitted to ICU? Did anyone die? No. It says they complained of minor symptoms like nausea and diarrhea. No evidence found yet of any hospitals having a single case of ivermectin poisoning. Did they vet the story from anyone other than this doctor? This doctor who was let go from McAllister Regional Health Center for medical negligence. Did KFOR check for themselves if there was a backed up line of ambulances or backed up emergency rooms from ivermectin overdoses? Clearly not. The origin of this story, KFOR still hadn't updated the story a whole day after.
Okay, so basically KFOR is comfortable with having inaccurate news being shared because no one is able to update your story right now.
If you want to phrase it that way, I don't know the official statement or anything like that, but like I said, I'm in a different department.
Okay, well, I think that this charge is pretty important, and you may want to call a manager so that you can get this story updated so it's accurate and you're not misinforming your public.
So what's the truth about ivermectin, the human form, not the horse paste? Well, the news outlets parrot, there's no evidence ivermectin is effective for COVID-19 treatment. The American Journal of Therapeutics analyzed data from multiple clinical studies assessing ivermectin as a potential treatment. But the FDA continues to warn against it, citing the danger of those who have self-medicated with the animal version. Could it have anything to do with the low cost of this human pill? Meanwhile, Japan is full steam ahead. Dr. Ozaki, chairman of the Tokyo Metropolitan Medical Association, declared that ivermectin has demonstrated significant benefits in reducing infections and deaths where the regimen is prophylactically administered for another indication. Could it have anything to do with India? Since April 28th, Indian medical officials started providing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to its massive population. The result? COVID cases have plummeted quickly since then. The media is failing us. They're not giving us the true story, the context. They're not examining conflicts of interest or holding those in power accountable. It's time to hold them accountable. For KLIM.News, I'm Christy Lee.
So there it is, going above and beyond. Christy Lee joins me in studio, independent journalist whose work can be found at freeworldnews.tv and KLIM.TV and, of course, band.
News. KLIM.News.
KLIM.News, okay.
We did have to go through some rebranding changes recently, so.
We'll get right on that. Okay, and, of course, band.video. So you actually called – so what did we just see there? You called the hospital and you called the originator of this story, which is the local news station, and both of them confirmed basically the – entire story was fake, completely made up, and yet they won't change the headline.
Well, KFOR did not. They just acted like, well, it's Labor Day weekend. We don't have anyone here to update the story.
Right.
But I call bogus on that. In every newsroom I've ever worked in, obviously, your online news is also bread and butter for your advertising. And so if you don't have someone there at all times,
whether it be a reporter, which I was myself trained to update our website, or someone there at all times, it's unacceptable, obviously. They were updating other stories. Clearly, there was other news happening. Clearly, they had to update their website with the latest news. So the fact that they didn't update this story, and I just checked just 2 seconds ago, basically, they still have not updated this story. In light of NHS Sequoia's statement, it's clear that they never actually called any of those hospitals, but you can see how that went for me when I called the hospitals. See, what we're dealing with is he's affiliated with approximately three different hospitals. So NHS Sequoia got on top of it to their good faith and had that pops right up on their website. If you go to the other two hospitals that is listed that he's affiliated with, nothing pops up, nothing was there. At least yesterday, and I called those hospitals. You can see how that went. The first one just said no, which confirms that wasn't happening. No, and then a hang up. And then the other one, oh, we don't have administration here, but then she basically hung up on me too. So this story wasn't vetted to begin with. The thing is I was working on this story before the NHS Sequoia statement came out, just because of the sheer terrible vetting of this story.
Yeah, yeah, the blatant absurdity of it, I would say.
Well, that, but I mean, just in terms of journalistic integrity, it never even mentions a specific hospital. I don't know if you noticed that in that original article. It just says Southeastern hospitals are inundated with ivermectin overdoses, and it doesn't ever name a specific hospital. And then they cite this doctor, and I'll get to him in a minute, but it's very vague. The only way that you are then able to take it a step further and find these other hospitals is if you look up what hospitals he's affiliated. Well, in that journey, you find that there's court documents that say he had a breach of contract with what appears to be his former employer, McAllister Health. He had breach of peer review and then a medical negligence case against him. And then also, I don't recommend using Google. You all know that. But even if you do use Google and you search this doctor, you can find terrible reviews. He has, like, the highest one I saw was, like, 2.8 out of 5. But this is your one source. This is your star source for this story. And what happens is, let's see how much time we have because I'm kind of ranting. Okay, so what happens is when a local news affiliate comes out with a story and they have only one source, they're owned by Nexstar. And so every local news station that is owned by Nexstar then can take that story and run it in their demographic, their market area. So you have one story with one source that is then pushed out all over the country. Then we see picked up by Rolling Stone, who cites KFOR, and MSN and Yahoo, all of these citing this one story that was so terribly done. And
yeah,
this is how it happened.
No, it's incredible. And the original tweet from Rolling Stone is still up saying one hospital saying that this happened, that ivermectin overdoses are causing ER delays for gunshot wounds. I mean, just as soon as you read the headline, you should be able to go, yeah, this is totally fake. This is totally fake. It doesn't make any sense. The picture they used is people wearing winter clothes. We're in the middle of August. It's just blatantly baseless from the get-go, and yet it's been retweeted by Rachel Maddow and any number of other people. And so now the information's out there, and people will continue to believe this no matter how many times you debunk it, and even with the retraction that the Rolling Stone calls a correction. And we'll be right back to talk more about it.
It's always critical. It's always vital. It's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. And it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies. So again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off. So everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare of the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Christy Lee is with me, freeworldnews.tv and klim.news is where you can go to find her work. And her latest work this weekend was taking a sledgehammer to this completely false story with Rolling Stone and ivermectin. Of course, the tweet is still up. Rolling Stone still has the tweet up saying that hospitals are being overwhelmed and that gunshot victims are being forced to wait while ivermectin overdoses are being taken care of in this hospital. And it's just like, where do you even start with this? We were talking during the break, and it's like, what's the dichotomy you presented? It's either they just didn't do the research and just don't care about, you know, finding out whether what they're reporting is true, or they know it's false and are reporting it anyway. Either one of these, completely unacceptable and completely bogus.
And it's scary, because on the other note that we talked about, if they know what they're doing is wrong, and that's what it looks like to me more clearly, because like we said, the originator of the story still has not updated their website. And we know that they can. They're updating other stories. So you have Rolling Stone that actually at least includes the NHS Sequoia statement. But even with that, and actually changes the totally bogus picture because they got called on that. But even with that, they run with the same headline. Yeah. Is that your idea of a retraction, is to just throw in the statement but keep everything else the same, keep the headline the same? Because let's face it, we know as a society, many of us are busy. We're just running through the news and we're just reading headlines. So for those that are just reading the headlines, they still think this is true. Your retraction did nothing.
Right.
So it's a big old mess. And like I said, this was such a mess to begin with that even before NHS Sequoia released their statement, basically calling them out saying, nope, this isn't true, I was tearing it apart before that, because it was never good journalism.
Yeah, it was always blatantly false. And I mean, the whole talking point about ivermectin is insane. Even if it was true what they were saying, even if it was people, you know, taking the horse product, they're only taking the horse product because doctors have been forbidden from prescribing this. Now, ivermectin, it's on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines. The creator of it won a Nobel Prize. Like, I don't know. It's just insane. And, you know, it's gone all the way back to hydroxychloroquine. I have the same thing where I had friends being like, oh, I'm so worried. My mom, you know, is taking hydroxychloroquine. And I'm like, no, it's perfectly safe. Like, just type it into Google and just click on the Wikipedia. And it's just like, oh, okay, it's totally safe. It's been used forever. It's won a Nobel Prize. Like, there's nothing to worry about. But people just can't do that. They just can't break out of the box, and everything they see, you know, from the mainstream media, they just take as gospel truth. And even when presented with obvious evidence that it's blatantly false, they won't change their mind. And so now the thought is out there. The headline has been read by a million people, by, you know, 10 million people. And now, you know, Rachel Maddow has been retweeting it, and it's just all blatantly false. It's just like, I guess this is just where we are now. Now the mainstream media will just blatantly make things up. Absolutely no basis, and there's no recompense or no reason to go back and correct it. They're just completely shameless at this point, I guess.
Another interesting point, KFOR, the originator of this story that spread like wildfire, they had just a week prior a story saying that doctors were concerned about ivermectin overdoses, and 11 people had called in to the poison control since May. So 3 to 4 months later, 11 people. I mean, and then, so even if we assumed that it was to the point they had to go to the hospital, 11 people over 3 to 4 months would clog up a hospital, really? And that we better not have any massive gun shooting or anything, because that would be much worse. And then the other part of it is 11 people, but then if you actually read the article, which, again, I don't think they count on people doing, it says that those people that called had minor symptoms like nausea and diarrhea. So this is not this big problem. And like you said, to your point, when you are pushing out a narrative that Joe Rogan took horse paste or horse medicine, and this is the headline in various forms that was pushed out there, they are the ones that are misleading the people, they're the ones that are going to make people actually go to Tractor Supply and take a whole tube of horse medicine because they're like, well, it worked for Joe Rogan.
Right.
But that was never accurate. That's obviously not what he took. So it's mind-boggling as a longtime journalist that network news is just pushing out these completely fake and false stories.
Yeah, and it makes no sense. But, you know, it does make sense in the, you know, paradigm that we find ourselves in, which is that they immediately and ruthlessly try to destroy any hint at any sort of medicine that may help to cure or lessen the effects of COVID-19. And the reason they're doing that is because with the vaccine under emergency use authorization, that use authorization goes away if there is a viable alternative to the vaccine. So as long as they can perpetuate the idea that the vaccine is the one and only possible, you know, way to approach COVID, then they can keep that emergency use authorization going. But as soon as you reveal that something like ivermectin is even more effective than the vaccine ever could be, then they can no longer force the vaccine on people or even have that emergency use authorization. So it's all about pushing people towards the vaccine and mandating the vaccine and demonizing and destroying any possibility of any other cure, despite the fact that Japan, as you mentioned in your report, is now following the science and issuing ivermectin to their people. In Africa, the countries that put out ivermectin have a significantly lower rate. In Peru, even, they did a countrywide ivermectin giveaway thing where they gave everybody ivermectin and they saw the rates go down incredibly fast. India's done it as well. So it's an incredibly effective medicine against this particular disease, apparently, and they have to destroy it because the point is vaccines. The vaccines lead to the vaccine mandates, which
leads
to the...
And didn't we see reports that the CDC was recommending giving refugees the ivermectin?
They are. They are literally giving refugees ivermectin.
They're like, this is so safe, but we're going to give it to our refugees. It's also laughable, but beyond that, it's disheartening. It's disheartening to see that journalism has become one big propaganda arm for the Biden administration, that there's no digging, there's no vetting. I mean, my husband is the one that found the court documents that against this doctor, violation of peer review process by McAllister Regional Health Center, breach of contract by McAllister Regional Health Center, medical negligence court case against this one doctor that's your star source for this story that spread like wildfire. And the other point I want to make about that is we see Jen Psaki talking about how the Dirty Dozen are spreading misinformation everywhere. 12 people. We know who those are, Robert Kennedy and so on. They call out 12 people for supposedly misinforming the country, but you allow one story with one unvetted doctor to spread across every local news station in the Nexstar group, and in addition picked up by MSN, Yahoo, Rolling Stone, etc., a totally fake and false story. That is way more worse than 12 people spreading. I mean, the hypocrisy of it. We see it over and over again. It's nothing new, but it's still disheartening, and it's sad when you read these comments and they put out their zingers that are put out by the media. It's just like, my gosh, this propaganda at work. People still right now on Twitter are being like, I wouldn't take that horse medicine, or Joe Rogan took the horse medicine. It's like, dude, get the update here.
Yeah, and hey, at least ivermectin has been tested on animals, unlike the vaccine, so there's a little bit of a difference. But no, you're right. The disheartening thing to me is just the, honestly, I hate to say it, but it's just stupidity of the American people. I mean, you just see time after time. I mean, I was looking at one. We have
Well, they did say the jab may affect your brain.
Hey, right? maybe that is it. Maybe it just literally is making everybody retarded, and that's just, you know, the issue that we have here is everybody's just retarded now, and they...
Let's be PC, mentally incapacitated.
Retarded. I'm sorry, mentally retarded, yes. I say the word retarded, people get mad at that. They actively are agitating for abortion of Down syndrome people. So I think I'm on the right side of history in this particular case. But no, you saw, like, I saw, you know, we have these people that watch, you know, our show and Alex's show constantly, and like their entire life is just trying to make us sound dumb. And then they're there like retweeting this story. That's just like, oh, Alex Jones takes horse medicine and Joe Rogan takes a horse medicine. And
except Alex actually did take horse medicine, but he's showing that even if that were true, that clearly he's not killing over dead.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's just insane that you have these people that are just so sure that they're right about absolutely everything, and then just believing blatant falsehoods. And you can present them with just the facts. It's just like, look, here's the hospital saying this is totally untrue, and it just goes right through their ears. Like it doesn't even make them
shame
question anything at all.
Shame on KFOR. Shame on you, because you could have updated this story and you have not. To this day, to 5 minutes ago, updated this story that is spread like wildfire, that is completely false. You're misinforming your public. As a journalist, you are supposed to respect your audience. And the fact that the KFOR is just completely disrespecting their audience and allowing this story to continue to spread, to continue to be linked up to completely false, shame on you. Shame on you. You give a bad name to the rest of journalists.
They have no shame. I think that's the entire point. They're literally shameless. Incredible stuff. Thanks so much for coming on, Christy. Christy Lee, band.video, klm.news is where you can find her work. And, doing incredible stuff. Do you know what's next? Now that ivermectin's
done?
I
never know what's next.
Just moving on to the next big story.
We're fighting the tyranny.
Heck yeah.
And the propaganda. One story at a time.
Destroying one lie at a time. Incredible stuff. We'll be right back with Mary Josephine Generoso, the manager of Rocco's, who's standing up against the vaccine mandate.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action. And there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The people running Pfizer have a great relationship, let me put it that way, with government. Do you notice now they're coming in with boosters and this and that?
Yes.
Pfizer.
I do think that Pfizer, I will say this, the FDA is bureaucratically run, would have taken 5 years to get it approved, would have never even had it if it weren't for me. And I learned things. The FDA is virtually controlled by Pfizer. Pfizer has control, not Johnson & Johnson, not Moderna, but Pfizer has control over the FDA.
Two of the FDA's most senior vaccine leaders are exiting from their positions. Both are heads at the Office of Vaccines Research and Review and are responsible for reviewing COVID vaccine applications for approval. A former senior FDA leader told Endpoints that they're departing because they're frustrated that the CDC and their ACIP committee are involved in decisions that they think should be up to the FDA. The former FDAer also said he's heard they're upset with cyber director Peter Marks for not insisting that those decisions should be kept inside the FDA. What finally did it for them was the White House getting ahead of FDA on booster shots. As the Washington Post reported on August 18th, the Biden administration will be offering coronavirus booster shots the week of September 20th, after concluding that a third shot is needed to fight off waning immunity. As the White House COVID czar Jeffrey Zients said, quote, "It's time to prepare Americans for a booster shot." Paul Offit, a University of Pennsylvania infectious disease expert who sits on the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee, said the Biden team's announcement was, quote, "the administration's booster plan." It wasn't the FDA's booster plan. The administration has kind of backed themselves up against the wall a little bit here. One of the retiring FDA leaders is Marion Gruber, an OVRR director in CYBER, the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, one of the six main centers of the FDA. The director of CYBER, Peter Marks, described Dr. Gruber in a letter to his staff to have made immeasurable contributions to, quote, "authorize three COVID vaccines and ensured that the vaccines met the high standards the public has come to expect from the FDA." Interestingly, this Peter Marks FDA head was selected in May of 2020 to serve as a member of Trump's White House Coronavirus Task Force, and he played a key role in establishing Operation Warp Speed, a partnership between the federal government and various big pharma companies. However, Peter Marks resigned over concerns that his participation would represent a conflict with his position at the FDA and CYBER. Why have FDA officials distanced themselves from the vaccine approval process, the very task that falls under their supposed jurisdiction? Now the White House is trying to rush through booster shot approval, distribution, and administration yet again, but this time faster than warp speed. Are Trump, Biden, and the entire executive branch of the U.S. government being set up by the medical establishment to take the fall for a future, even more catastrophic and deadly vaccine genocide of the inoculated worldwide? According to Bloomberg, Gruber and Cross, the officials stepping down at the FDA, not only did they call for pushback against Biden and his booster shots, but they also pushed back against pressure by the Trump administration to speed up the emergency authorization of the COVID vaccines. With thousands of reported deaths and hundreds of thousands of adverse reactions, why is the COVID vaccine still being administered, unlike vaccines of the past that were pooled after just a few dozen deaths? And why is it being approved faster than any vaccine ever reviewed by the FDA? Could the vaccine be designed to fail? The FDA playing their part by bending to the political will of the president and the White House? In October of 2020, the FDA released cyber plans for monitoring COVID-19 vaccine safety and effectiveness, which included a working draft of adverse event outcomes from COVID-19 vaccines. How can the FDA deny knowledge of adverse reactions to vaccines?
I'm not funded by the Democratic Party, I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body and just stuff that's essential for general health, like vitamin mineral fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. My guest, who I'm very happy to have, Mary Josephine Generoso, is the manager of Rocco's, a fine dining establishment that's been making headlines for refusing to discriminate against unvaccinated patrons. Mary's taking a stand for your civil liberties and freedoms and needs your support. On September 13th, the city will begin issuing fines starting at $1,000 for the first offense, $2,000 for the second time, to indoor businesses that fail to ensure their venues are off limits to those who remain unvaccinated. It's imperative to call New York businesses and tell them you will not give them your business if they enforce this policy. Rocco's has a donation page to help them in the fight against tyranny at givesendgo.com/Rocco's, R-O-C-C-O-S. Their Instagram is at Rocco's Pastry, and the website Rocco's.nyc, again, R-O-C-C-O-S. Very happy to have the manager of Rocco's, Mary Josephine Generoso, on with me today. Thanks so much for coming on, Mary.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm very happy to have you, and I love this picture from the New York Post that has this sign that you posted. It says, "We do not discriminate against any customer based on sex, gender, race, creed, age, vaccinated or unvaccinated. All customers who wish to patronize are welcome in our establishment." What inspired you to do this and to stand up against this this mandate?
Well, honestly, the mayor inspired me. I mean, the second he came out and said that we were now going to be checking people based on a vaccine, I immediately was just like, no, absolutely not. I mean, my first reaction, I think, was a little bit of despair. And then immediately, I think 5 to 10 minutes after hearing him speak, that, you know, sign was conceived in my mind. I sent a text to my husband who was sitting right next to me. And I'm like, what do you think? Can we make a sign that we can put up? And he was all for it. And here we are today.
Well, that's great. What has been the reaction to this from your customers, from the local government? I mean, you know, what feedback have you gotten now that you've put up this sign and stood up against these vaccine mandates?
So initially, the sign in my mind was going up to have other businesses, restaurants. I have a restaurant that's directly next door to me. I have a gym that's across the street from me. I have a restaurant to the left of me. I really thought that I was going to be empowering other stores to be like, okay, let's stand up against this. And that did not happen. But the reach out and the support from people from everywhere, all sides of the aisle, it's been insanity, honestly. It's insane how many people have just reached out saying, you know, I've been vaccinated, but I agree with you. I've had people say, I'm not vaccinated because I can't, and thank God for you. You know, it's just the support is overwhelming. It's scary because I never believed that a little sign, I mean, I know it's a big sign, but a sign would do this and unite people.
Right. Right. I guess it's uniting people on both sides, right? Have you had any trouble with the local government? Have they tried to force you to take the sign down or anything? Or are they just waiting for that September 13th deadline where they'll start issuing, you know, you thousands of dollars in fines?
Right. So nobody's asked me to take it down. Very little negative support. Negative comments, I should say. No, you know, city agency has actually approached us yet, other than, I guess, health department officials that have, you know, said that we needed to have signage, and other than somebody from the health department actually harassing one of my customers who was sitting outside, stating that, you know, on September 13th, you'll have to dine outdoors if you're not vaccinated, which doesn't make sense because he was actually sitting outside.
Right.
But there has been no pushback so far. I know that the mayor has my attention because somebody in his press pool asked him a question regarding my stance that is discriminatory, and he basically said that anybody could, you know, take a cannoli to take out.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah, they can take out. They'll just destroy your business slightly slower that way. It's really wild. And, of course, you know, this quote from New York Post, I'd love for you to expand on. You say, for me, it's not political. Most of my customers are vaccinated. It's about civil liberties and freedoms. Now we have to be in a society where people can't roam freely and enter my place of business if they want to. How is that okay in the United States of America? This isn't really about politics or even the vaccine, really, is it? It's about the imposition of the government on your place of business, deciding who you can and cannot serve based on a personal medical decision they make. This is beyond overreach. It's something we never expected to see here in America, but now it's here. The amazing thing is people going along with it. But just help me understand, you know, what exactly your mindset is in doing this, and why you think this is so important to stand up for civil liberties in this time.
It's amazing to me that some people have not gotten the message. It is against our civil liberties. We don't have freedoms anymore. If we have to now start discriminating people based on a vaccine, what's left? I can't understand how people do not see that this goes against every constitutional right that was given to us by God. Okay? We are now not allowed to enter a place if we haven't been vaccinated. I mean, we're creating another class of people. We're essentially telling the unvaccinated that they don't belong in society. We're telling the unvaccinated that they're lepers. We're telling the unvaccinated that they don't belong. Look at what the Prime Minister of Australia said today, that, right, you know, the unvaccinated can't enjoy freedoms that the vaccinated can. I mean, yes, of course it's attacked on our civil liberties. If people can't see that this is greater than just being able to walk into a gym or a restaurant, I mean, there's a real problem with this. Unfortunately, I think people have been so blinded to the fact that, you know, we're doing this under the guise of public health, but no, we're really not. I mean, I'm sure that everybody wants us to be safe. I get that. But now we're going to be taking away the basic right to enter a restaurant, and if you're not vaccinated, you can't sit down? Who is Mayor de Blasio to tell us this?
A tyrant. That's exactly who he is. And, you know, what strikes me when you say that basically you wanted other restaurants to sort of see your example and understand that this was something that they can stand up against and fight back against. They don't have to just roll over and start actually being the, you know, Stasi agents that ask, you know, for papers and vaccine records. Like, that's what they're forcing you into, right? They're saying, now you have to check your customers' papers on our, because we say that you have to. It's really outrageous. I wonder if the restaurants next to you that you mentioned that refuse to do this, I wonder if they're chains or if they're independently owned, because obviously Rocco's is independently owned. And to me, this goes into the whole Great Reset sort of thing, where so many independent businesses have failed over the last year and a half, while McDonald's and Taco Bell and Starbucks have skyrocketed their profits. And of course, if one of them wants to put up one of these signs, there's no way they're getting permission from the offices, you know, the international offices to do that. So it's the fact that you're independent that allows you to do this. I wonder if if you've taken that into consideration and thought about that in terms of other restaurants wanting to do this but not being able to because of the corporate structure.
Well, no, they're independently owned. Here's the thing. I mean, Bill de Blasio is probably the most unliked man in the city.
Right.
I don't know anybody, even if they voted for him, who actually likes him. So we have one man telling restaurants what they can and cannot do. And these restaurants are so fearful for their licenses. I understand that. But where's the fear coming from, really? They have to look past this. It's not about business anymore. Pretty soon, it's going to affect them in a different way. Maybe, you know, they won't be able to get on a plane. Maybe they won't be able to get on a bus. Maybe, you know, they're not going to be able to walk across the street if they're not vaccinated. They won't be able to have a bank account, hold a mortgage. I mean, it's so much greater, and I don't understand why we as a people aren't more united against this. We as a people aren't, as businesses, more united against this. I mean, no, they are independent. They're just scared. I don't know what they're scared of exactly. I mean, if enough people stood up and said, we don't want this, clearly I feel the support that nobody wants this.
Right.
They clearly have it too, but it's that fear factor. And I don't know how to tell them, please, you know, we need to do this together. I just don't understand how they don't see it.
I know. It really is troubling that people think if we just go along with this, then it'll stop. I mean, it's like they don't understand. If you give them everything they want, they just want more and more and more. So you have to put your foot down at some point. It's so much easier to put it down now and say, no, this is ridiculous. We're going to stop this right now. Then let it continue, right? Because it's not going to stop, as you mentioned, with this.
It's not going to stop. I've said this many times before. I mean, so in this executive order, the mayor is stating that any gym owner, restaurant owner, or bar owner has to be vaccinated. We have to be vaccinated in order to work in our own establishment. You know, for people that do not know, a small business like ours, me, my husband, my sister-in-law, we are Rocco's. Without us, the business ceases to exist. So how does the mayor have the authority to then take that right away from me? I'm not employed by the city of New York. I don't receive a pension from the city of New York.
No, you're not a citizen anymore. You're a subject. We got to go to commercial break. We'll be right back with more on the other side.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back. And I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My guest today is Mary Josephine Generoso, manager of Rocco's Restaurant. Made waves during this pandemic by not discriminating. A very very controversial position to take, to not discriminate against people. Of course, the people they are not discriminating against are the unvaccinated. You can support Rocco's by going to givesendgo.com/Rocco's, R-O-C-C-O-S. You can follow them on Instagram at Rocco's Pastry, and the website is Rocco's.nyc. And this sign is actually huge, and you can see it with the pictures of the front of this restaurant. It's this massive sign saying, "We do not discriminate." And you're actually giving this sign out to other restaurants that want to undertake this same active resistance as you are. Is that right?
Yes, we are. So if anybody wants a sign, we can help them with that. I mean, we can give them the PDF, or we can have a sign made for them. You know, there have been a lot of restaurants as of late that are, you know, contacting us. So I think that the message is getting out there, and we field a lot of phone calls from so many different restaurants that are scared. But, you know, some of them have gone ahead and taken the plunge, and thank God, because if it weren't for them, this would be a really difficult fight right now.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is. Anyway, but if I had to guess, I would say that you were probably going to experience a massive influx of grateful patrons who want to come and support you just for the sheer fact that you're standing up against this clear violation of civil liberties. If, I mean, even that seems too tepid. I mean, this is a violation of human rights, really, at its basis, isn't it?
It is a violation of human rights. I mean, since when are we making people who cannot receive a vaccine, do not want to receive a vaccine, maybe aren't quite on board with the vaccine, how are we making them outcasts of society? How do they not have a basic human right to enter a place, to sit down, to have a cup of coffee? How do they not have the basic human right to be able to be with their family? What if there's a party of six people and one of them isn't vaccinated for whatever religious belief they have, whatever medical reason they have, whatever reason they have that's between God, their family, and their doctor, themselves? We are now going to tell that person, you don't belong. I mean, I've been taught since I was a little girl that to be inclusive, to accept people, to not look at their color of skin, not look at their religion, to embrace people. And now we're telling people, no, you cannot enter if you're not vaccinated. I can't do that. It doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel natural to me. And things that don't feel right and natural, I cannot participate in.
Right. And it can be as simple as that. It's almost like I'm not even going to give you a reason or an argumentation. The fact is, this is weird and wrong, and our answer is no. And that's that. You can try to justify this all you want. The fact is that it's a blatant violation. It's a blatant encroachment on private business, on private medical decisions. It's wrong on so many different levels. What is it? New York City is such a unique place in the world and in America. And it has this dichotomy of people like yourself who are just won't take any crap and will just stand up for what you know is right. And, you know, you'll take on the blows and just shoulder through it because New Yorkers are famous for being able to do that. At the same time, New York and places like L.A. seem to be the epicenter where they're really trying to push so hard to get these types of mandates in place. Where do you think New York City falls as a whole on this? New York City just is fascinating to me. I'm wondering if you can give me any insight as to how that informs what you do or how that informs the reaction from the populace.
Right. So, you know, I was a little scared. I was a little scared to put that sign up. Now, I'm in South Brooklyn. Our second location is in South Brooklyn. It might be a little bit more favorable to that sign. But do you know what? It's also favorable in Manhattan. We have it up on our Bleecker Street location. Business has not trickled off. And in fact, it's actually gone up. We've had, you know, some naysayers who were like, oh, you're making my elderly parents unsafe, or you're killing people, or, you know, while you're fighting for your freedoms, I'm actually fighting for my actual life. I mean, we do get that from time to time. But you know what? Most people get it. Most people understand that this is not the American way. You know, New York, the reason why this is happening in New York is because this is the biggest city on the planet. If it takes hold here, it will take hold everywhere. So I think that the reason why there's such a big push for this to happen on the West Coast in L.A. and the East Coast, New York City, is because once it happens here, they will make sure that they will push it to the center of the country. So, you know, there's a lot at stake here. We have to make sure that this mandate is stopped. We have to make sure that people understand that vaccine mandates and vaccine passports are not the way of the United States. You know what? Look at what they're doing in France. Look at how they're opposing this in France, in Italy, in Germany. That resistance should be here. I don't understand why there isn't, you know, we're talking about New York tough. We went through such a hard time in New York. We've come through so much to get to this place. Now to be boggled down, to be slapped back down, to spit in the face of the Constitution, to take away our civil liberties, to start discriminating against people, to segregate against them. We've created now two classes of people, the vaccinated and unvaccinated. The mayor has actually been able to create a new class. And you know what? We have to fight for the unvaccinated people. For whatever reason they are unvaccinated, I myself have herd immunity. There's nothing spoken to herd immunity, to a natural immunity. Nothing said about that. I have antibodies. I'm not going to be vaccinated. Does that mean that I'm spreading disease? Actually, according to three different studies, I am not spreading disease. I actually have better immunity than most people that are vaccinated. So there's no room for me in this mandate. We have to stop this, and I pray that the businesses, people hear the message, we come together, and we push against this mandate.
And I think even just from a profit perspective, I think you'll get a lot more business. I mean, it makes no sense what they're doing at all.
Business has tripled. But that's not the reason why I'm doing this.
No, of course.
I mean, it's not about a dollar sign. It's about saving our Constitution. It's about saving our country. It's about saving our city. It's about having the basic human rights that God gave us. We cannot have a tyrant, like you said, decide for me how I work, where I work, you know, who I'm allowed to accept as a customer. I mean, that's just not the American way. And you know what? Bill de Blasio is not king. Bill de Blasio is just, you know, a mayor who hopefully come, you know, soon we'll be rid of him, and I hope the next mayor that comes in is on our side and understands that we have to look at people. We have to look at people, and we have to respect the Constitution.
We absolutely do. Man, you are a very powerful voice against this, and I so appreciate you coming on and speaking your mind because you've said some really powerful stuff here today. And I hope that our audience supports you by going to givesendgo.com/Rocco's or goes to your Instagram, Rocco's Pastry, or the website Rocco's.nyc, and people can reach out to you there and support you there. Is there anything else people can do for you? Because, you know, we need people like you. And so whatever we can do to support you, I'm all in favor of it. Anything else they can do to support Rocco's?
I just need the audience to know that this is not a fight for me. I mean, I'm very uncomfortable to even have a Give, Send, Go or, you know, a Zelle that's up there on Instagram for people to donate to. They have to understand that I'm not fighting for me. I'm fighting for them. I'm fighting for their children. I'm fighting for the United States of America. I'm fighting to make sure that we keep our country. This is not for me, per se, enable for me to do business or to keep my business afloat. This is, at this point, it has empowered me and emboldened me to make sure that I'm fighting fighting for everybody out there. I'm fighting for our kids, and I want for everybody to have the country that I grew up in. I do not want it to be the USSR. I don't want a communist country. I don't want to turn into Venezuela or Argentina, and I certainly don't want what's happening in Australia to happen here in the United States.
Wow, incredibly powerful. Let me be the first to say, Mary Josephine Generoso for mayor of New York City. I think you could do it. I think you've got the chops. I think you could be mayor and turn this whole ship around. Incredible stuff. GivesAndGo.com/Rocco's. We have to support this establishment.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin and Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies. So again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system. That's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video is where you go to find all this news, support us, watch these videos, and share them as well. I want to tell you something that may be the most important thing you'll hear recently or anytime soon. And, you know, a lot of times we cover this just insane news and, you know, being aware of it is really half the battle. But this is something that you can actually use in your own life. And you need to understand this. Hospitals around the world, particularly here in America, are denying service to people who are not vaccinated. This is a fact. This is happening around the country. And in fact, right now, there are very high-level meetings going on that I know about because of some inside information that they're actually determining how exactly to roll out a program to where they deny service to unvaccinated people. If you're not vaccinated, you will be denied any sort of care from hospitals. And actually, let me read a text from a friend I got just this weekend. He says, a cousin of mine just died in Florida from coronavirus. The doctors would not give them any medicine or treatment whatsoever because they weren't vaccinated, but they were allergic to the vaccine. So you couldn't get the vaccine because she was allergic to it, gets COVID, goes to the hospital for treatment. They deny her absolutely any sort of treatment whatsoever until she can't breathe, which time they put her on the ventilator and kill her. And so my friend was actually in a different hospital in Texas when he got this news, and he was on the phone hearing about this, giving his condolences to his other cousins for the death of their sibling. And he says, I told the nurse in the room here that they wouldn't give her any treatment because she wasn't vaccinated. And that nurse said, that's good, to punish the people who aren't vaccinated. She said that to me. I'm literally right off the phone in front of her, wishing a family member well after a death in the family. So he's on the phone saying, I'm sorry that your sister died from coronavirus. The nurse is there. She hears this, takes it off, and the nurse says, it's good that they deny service to unvaccinated people. They need to be punished, even though the person was unvaccinated because she's allergic to the vaccine and cannot get it. It's unbelievable. So they waited until the cousin was unable to breathe and then ventilated, and she died. Purposefully did not offer her treatment as is standard protocol. Everyone's telling me that you will not get monoclonal antibodies from the hospital if you haven't been vaccinated. They will not give it to you. So what does this mean? This means you have to lie. This means if you end up with COVID and it gets to be a bad enough case to get into the hospital, you have to have a story already in place. I'm serious about this. You need to talk to your family. You need to talk to your loved ones or your emergency contacts. You need to come up with a story of when you were vaccinated, where you were vaccinated, and what happened to your vax card. Now, I'm serious about this. You need to have a place and plan where you go, yeah, I got vaccinated at a CVS on the 13th of May, and your significant other needs to also have that information so you can convincingly say that at the hospital. Now, in 99.9% of cases, you should never lie about anything when it comes to your health. But they are denying people any sort of help if they aren't vaccinated. Complete violation. It's a complete subversion of everything that the medical profession is supposed to represent. So for your own health and your own life, and so you aren't just left there to rot until they ventilate you and kill you, you've got to tell them that you're vaccinated. If you need to go to the hospital and get emergency treatment, they will deny you treatment if you are not vaccinated. This is incredibly serious, all right? So you need to come up with a story. I'm not saying fake vaccine cards. That's a crime. In reality, you don't need one. There is no library of vaccine records. Okay, if you have a fake card, then they can check that out and they can see that you're faking it. But there's no big register where they can check your name off a list and go, okay, was he vaccinated? Let's check the vaccinated list. Okay, yes, he was. There is no national thing like that. So they got to go on the honor system. Unfortunately, they have no honor, so this is what you have to do. You just got to be aware of this. Yeah, I'm being told they can actually check the ink of the vaccine card to make sure that they're legitimate. So don't use a fake vaccine card. You lost your vaccine card. Your vaccine card went through the wash. Your vaccine card got filed away because it's so important. You don't want to lose it. your vaccine card got ripped in half by your child, unfortunately, and you had to throw it away. Your vaccine card just got misplaced somewhere, and gosh darn it, you wish you could find it, but you just can't. But you definitely got vaccinated for sure because you need the monoclonal treatment. Now, in reality, you should do everything you can to avoid going to the hospital. You should find a doctor who's willing to prescribe you ivermectin or find it a different way. But if it gets to the point that you need to go to the hospital, frankly, you have to tell them that you're vaccinated because they will not treat you if you are unvaccinated. That's the level that we're at. And it's absurd and outrageous that this is going on. I mean, absolutely unacceptable. But here we are. People are writing their own Hippocratic Oath now. They're eliminating parts they see as superfluous, which include the oath that they take to treat anybody. Now, this is completely unprecedented. If you're a drug addict and you overdose, they treat you, even though you injected too much heroin into your vein and you know are killing yourself that way. They'll treat you. You try to commit suicide and cut your own wrist, they'll still treat you. You don't wear a seatbelt and get in a car crash, they will treat you. If you eat yourself into an obesity coma, they'll still treat you. This is the first time in American history, probably, you know, history as we know it, but certainly in the modern world, where Western doctors are actively and openly denying services to people because of the choices that they make. It is a complete violation of every oath they've ever taken. It's a complete violation of their basic humanity, of human rights, and of everything else that that we hold dear. So you're going to have to fib a little bit, and that's okay. But now they're making it an official sort of thing. Australia announces no health care for the unvaccinated. Let's go to clip number two.
From a situation where to protect the health system, we've got everybody locked down, we're going to move to a situation where to protect the health system, we're going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be. If you're making the choice not to get vaccinated, then you're making the wrong choice. You're making the wrong choice. And for safety's sake, and for the back to that point about how much work our nurses have to do, as this becomes absolutely a pandemic of the unvaccinated and we open everything up, it's not going to be safe for people who are not vaccinated to be roaming around the place spreading the virus. That's what they'll be doing. So there's every reason to get vaccinated. And there are appointments available, and there'll be even more appointments available throughout September, October, November. Let's get to those thresholds as fast as we possibly can. But yes, there's going to be a vaccinated economy, and you get to participate in that if you are vaccinated. Now, that's not right now, because of course there's many more people who want to get vaccinated than we actually can get through the system. But we're going to get to a point where everybody who can get vaccinated will have been offered the chance to do so. And we are not going to have a situation, well, at least not in Victoria, where we lock the whole place down to protect people who won't protect themselves. These go and get vaccinated. There's 11,000 AZ appointments available this week, 2,000 Pfizer appointments available this week. We'll have more to say with those additional stocks coming in from overseas, but I want to run that down to zero so there are no more AstraZeneca appointments, hopefully very soon, and we can order more and we can keep pushing that. I just again remind people, the Prime Minister has written to everybody who's 60 and over and indicated to them that you are eligible for AstraZeneca, and if you want Pfizer, then you will be in the queue behind everyone else. That is to say, you'll be in the queue behind 12-year-olds, because they can only get Pfizer. That is
unbelievable. You're making the wrong choice by not getting this vaccine, which is experimental. By the way, is any other country even still sticking with the AstraZeneca vaccine? I was under the impression that nowhere was doing the AstraZeneca vaccine because it was so incredibly dangerous and the side effects were overwhelming. It's not allowed in Europe. We can't get it here. But Australia, if you want to get health care, then you're going to have to subject yourself to this experimental vaccine, which by their own admission does not slow down transmission. And if anything, just maybe makes it less severe when you get it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened.
because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula. So good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock. Discounted. We have X2. Back in stock. Discounted. We have Living Defense. Back in stock. Discounted. We have Pollen Block. Back in stock. Discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
Around the world, the general public has woken up to the fact that this isn't a left or right issue. This is a global corporate Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset takeover. This is a technocracy. But very few leaders, Orban, Bolsonaro, and just a few others, are addressing it for what it is to their people. A foreign, anti-human, anti-family, anti-God takeover of the very biological system of humans. This is a corporate takeover of our bodies, of ourselves, with the world ID, the medical tracking system that'll be tied to the carbon taxes. It's all been announced. It is a dystopic nightmare, and humanity is starting to organize, but our leaders aren't. We need Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and others that have shown some understanding of this, and Senator Cruz, to organize against this foreign multinational corporate takeover through big pharma, big banks, and big tech, or we have no hope. Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90+% of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing made America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Infowars.com, band.video. This is American Journal. As we know, Australia is ground zero for the global tyranny, the Great Reset. We're seeing a little preview of what will soon be rolled out in the rest of the West if we don't stand up and prevent this from going on any further. And, of course, Australia is building. At this point, they already have one, and they're building a second in the state of Victoria, I believe, and then a third is being built as well. There are concentration camps for the unvaccinated. There are concentration camps called quarantine camps. And we've shown you this. We've shown you some aerial footage of this. But now we have footage from inside these camps. And we're going to take a look at what it's like to be a prisoner of your own country based on your health. And it's really incredible. So before we go to the quarantine camps, let's go to a hotel quarantine, where you see a video of a mental breakdown that one of the prisoners is having after they've been forced to stay inside of a single hotel room for 2 weeks for their health and for their safety. Now listen to this just incredible audio and watch this incredible footage of a lockdown quarantine prisoner in Australia going literally insane because of what they're putting her through.
Good morning, guys. Today I'm going to take you through a day in the life of my COVID quarantine camp. So I don't know how many parts I'll do of this, but this is today. So this is actually day 6 for me. So let's go. So this is breakfast today. Yeah, that's not great. Just out to get some exercise, so walking around the compound. You can jog or run as well, but this is the only option we've got really for working out, so this is me. This is some of the crew making the most of what we've got to work out. Get it. So just finished a workout, doing some laundry now, and then that'll bring us to lunchtime. Laundry.
There you go. Just, you know, like hamsters, like, you know, live in your little box, run on your little wheel, and get fed occasionally. You know, literally being fed like dogs. So that's there in the quarantine camp. Let's go now to clip number 21. This is a guy having a mental breakdown. I thought it was a woman, but I guess, you know, it's hard to tell the gender when it's just maniac screaming from somebody who has been kept in a single room for 2 weeks, not because of health. Here it is.
So it sounds like they want this guy to stay here longer, which is concerning for me because he's stayed here for 14 days.
Mate, you've got to calm down.
Mate,
you've
got to take me somewhere else.
Calm down or you're
going to
get gas.
Fucking doing
that. Calm down or you're going to get effing gassed.
Saying he doesn't even have a crossword.
Hey, except it's not f***ing embarrassing.
What
we
need you to do is get back in the room.
If you weren't
f***ing
listening, it's
f***ing off. I feel for these guys. This is f***ing. This is hotel quarantine.
12 f***ing
blocks.
Where's that? What the f*** is the point of that? I live 3 hours away.
Stay there.
So he's supposed to be at 12 o'clock midnight. I reckon he's been here 2 weeks. This is out of control. This is police quarantine. This is this is totally poor guy. Hell. People go crazy in hotel quarantine. I relate to it big time.
Unbelievable. I mean, literal, what you hear is a complete mental breakdown of somebody who's been forced into isolation for 2 weeks. Haven't committed any crime. Weren't crazy before they went in there. Weren't acting up before they went in there. It's unbelievable. Destroying somebody's mental health for the sake of their physical health. Remember, it's really, we need to have just have a kicker under, you know, underneath here. It's just constantly reminding people that the survival rate for COVID is 99.9992 or something. Like it's, this is nothing. This is all being done for absolutely no reason. Absolutely no reason. And it's worth reminding yourself of that. Let's go to clip number 23. Here's a bunch of people in quarantine camp being treated like dogs. And it's really incredible. Let's watch it now.
When you hear that noise, you know it's coming.
I'm so ready.
No, please come back.
So he's sitting on the porch of his little quarantine hut, waiting to be fed like a dog, sitting patiently at its bowl.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what's on the menu today.
You need a little paper bag for your pre-prepared food, like a prisoner.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there's a lamb in this one. Most of the time, it's vegetarian.
This is what we got on today's menu.
Wow, what a feast.
Why they continue to give us a bowl of fruit salad and then another bit of fruit to go with it, I still don't.
Just wild. Let's go to clip number 22. Here's the same guy taking a little tour around his quarantine facility, the quarantine camp, the concentration camp there in Australia, claiming there's quite a few people here, aren't they?
To go and do me laundry. Didn't realize the sheer capacity of the amount of people that can stay here. There's like 2,000 rooms or something like that people can sleep in here. I've just gone too far. I didn't realize that there was that many. It's a good day for it, though. That's for sure. Yeah, phone's struggling at the minute because it's about to die.
Unbelievable. Let's go to clip number 25 now, our final video. Quarantine facilities in Australia once again. Yeah, I think this is the one where he's literally like, it's like we're dogs.
We're just waiting patiently to be fed. It's like when you shake the bag of dog treats and the dogs come running. We're all just outside waiting. Just let the cops come around and tell this woman I'm staying over here as well. Because there was about 5 seconds in between her taking a sip of her cup of tea. And she took her face mask down. Cops came around literally on the dot and just pulled her up for it. And she said, well, I'm drinking my tea. And they said, well, not right now. You're not putting your face mask on. So, it's a bit intense.
Yeah, a bit intense. Yeah, just a bit. Literally just like, yeah, they shake the kibble and we all come running like dogs. Yeah, and they've got you pretty well trained. Pretty well trained in your little kennel there. And then I don't know if you... Or it's literally a woman sitting there drinking tea and just take your mask down for 5 seconds to take a sip. And it's like, put your mask back on. You put your mask back on. Just unbelievable. She's not close to anybody. She's outside. The mask don't do anything anyway. But this is life in the concentration camps in Australia. Hey, as long as they can keep you comfortable, they can abuse you however the hell they want. And it's absolutely mind-blowing. Folks, in the next hour, we will be opening up the phone lines to hear from you, the American people. We'll be watching some more videos. But I have to remind you, we are supported entirely by you, the InfoWarriors out there. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a purchase, help support us, and help keep this resistance alive and indeed thriving. We are continuing to expand. We're continuing to create great content, great reports, incredible shows, incredible guests, incredible truth up against this cacophony of lies that we face on a daily basis. You know what? You cannot go to InfoWars Store. You can just let us go away. You can just let the only people talking be the mainstream media, and you can let them spout their unbelievable, baseless lies with complete shamelessness. And you can just succumb completely to the Great Reset, New World Order, worldwide slavery, or you can help us fight back, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, or you can go there, get yourself a supplement that will help you naturally resist viruses and all sorts of horrible things, and support this bastion of freedom.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All those scientists, they're all alike. They say they're working for us, but what they really want is to rule the world.
In the words of England's Prince of Paradox, G.K. Chesterton, the whole point of the eugenic pseudo-scientific theories is that they are to be applied wholesale by some more sweeping and generalizing money power than the individual husband or wife or household. Eugenics asserts that all men must be so stupid that they cannot manage their own affairs, and also so clever that they can manage each other's. Tyranny was merely unleashed by the jab of a syringe, extinguishing the natural rights of a now crippled and disenfranchised populace.
We certainly are aware of the Mu variant. We're keeping a very close eye on it.
Dr. Fauci should be seen for who he truly is, a tyrannical eugenicist twisting your own free will against you.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
But it is only those liberties that will deliver us from the clutches of the fourth industrial revolution, as CRISPR gene modification technology, AI, and technocracy intend on slowly rendering all of humanity a slave population, utilizing silent weapons for quiet wars, circumventing the laws of governments worldwide.
If you take a genetic editing, right, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah, and of course, this has a big impact on your identity. Yeah. So there is a fear that technology, robots, just to take one.
Yeah. You get productivity from machines.
Exactly. And it replaces maybe the workforce or jobs faster than we can replace them with new jobs. Not everybody can be a robot polisher and so on. So there will be new jobs.
The populace feels the weight of suicide rates rising among teenagers, a rate that has increased by 51%. No matter how many children the police tear gas for merely holding a sign up complaining that they want to play outside, no matter how hard the medical overlords demonize how the unvaccinated choose to treat themselves with small doses of ivermectin, for instance, and as early treatment medications and therapies become the norm with exponential victories, the public actually gets healthier, stronger, and becomes acutely aware of their own freedoms rather than the mandates of despots.
If you do it early, I mean, you just talk to some of the people going through these sites across the state, they will say 24, 48 hours, a lot of their symptoms have been resolved.
Can the antibodies from llamas help the fight against COVID? And the answer
Maybe yes.
So llamas have a particular kind of the second kind of antibody as compared to humans, for example. They're called heavy chain only antibodies, so they're much more simple.
The researchers also say that their early studies have shown effectiveness against several variants of the disease, including the highly infectious Delta variant. A spin-off of the biotech center called Exavir says it could be a game changer if successful.
A study from June 2020 showed effectiveness in the lab in the reduction of SARS-CoV-2 virus in ivermectin-treated cells compared to control samples, indicating that ivermectin treatment resulted in the elimination of all evidence of SARS-CoV-2 virus by 48 hours.
And as the Associated Press reports, top U.S. professional groups for doctors and pharmacists appealed for an immediate end to the drug's use outside of research. The real resistance will surge as early treatment options are eliminated.
I demand an apology from the media. I'm talking about CNN, CNBC, and all their, like, New York Times, and all those people that called me crazy, from Hollywood. I mean, from people that sat around and made videos calling me crazy when I said hydroxychloroquine worked and we should not allow people to die. Now you have all these studies that are saying it works. What about the 500,000 plus people that have died? Who is going to be responsible for them?
All has been revealed. The sun is already setting on the socialist insurgents of medical tyranny of all the free people of planet Earth. All you need to do is to stop complying.
Now, the only thing that has ever introduced tyranny in any time through history, is the failure of order followers to disobey illegal and corrupt commands.
It's always critical, it's always vital, it's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour has begun here at American Journal. Give us a call if you want. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call. We'll do open lines, no question of the day today. And just give us a call about whatever you so please. We'll take your calls this whole hour. This weekend was a massive one for protests against the vaccine mandates and other COVID restrictions. Let's just go through some of these real quick. Here's clip number 10. Here's a group of anti-mask vax protesters who mobbed the Providence Water Festival. Here's what that looked like. Chanting, "We will not comply," there on the waterfront in Providence, Rhode Island. Little flash mob letting people know that, simple as that, we will not comply. Let's go now to clip number 11. Here's anti-COVID passport protesters in Paris who are inside a shopping mall. We can go to that. And actually, this is the police that were sent in to enforce the vaccine mandate being driven out by the protesters, being forced to retreat up the escalators with their batons held at the ready. There you go, forced to retreat. And we'll show you what brought back about this forced retreat in just a moment. But here's an absolutely massive protest in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, against the current domestic vaccine passes in the province. And it was absolutely huge, actually. And let's see, let's go to clip number 17. Here's another big crowd in Quebec. You can just see absolutely mobbing the streets, tens of thousands of people coming together to protest. But this is our democracy, and what people want doesn't matter. It's our democracy. it's not so much a democracy or ours. It's one of those things, you know. But the French, of course, are out protesting the forced vaccination and health passes for the eighth consecutive week this weekend. Let's go down to clip number 13. You can see these massive protests in France, as well as one in Marseille. So here it is, just a, again, unbelievably massive crowd protesting the encroachment on their freedoms. Will they be listened to? Of course not. This is our democracy, after all. Let's go to clip number 14, another protest in France, where you just see, once again, an absolutely massive crowd protesting against COVID-19. Let's go down to clip number 16. Here's in Marseille, in southern France, as protesters break through the police barrier to get into the train station. So to remind you, the French government enacted vaccine passports and sent out jackbooted thugs to check papers everywhere, from cafes, sidewalk cafes, to malls, to train stations. Here we see in Marseille as groups of anti-vax protesters break through the police line and get into the train station, where they have been legally forbidden for going. And now let's go to clip number 15. Macron made it illegal to go shopping without a vaccine passport, so protesters entered the mall anyway, shouting Liberté. Now, I don't think I need to remind you that it's literally the mark of the beast prophecy that there would be some sort of world government that would enforce some sort of mark on people. That's the mark of the beast. It's not a 666 on your forehead denoting the Antichrist. That is not the prophecy. No, the mark of the beast is what they call a node, either in your right hand or on your forehead, that will allow you to buy and sell, and you won't be able to buy and sell without this. So it's just literally being implemented. They're literally just saying you cannot buy or sell without getting this vaccine. It's like, gee, this sounds awful familiar. Let's take a look at what it looks like when somebody tries to go shopping without a vaccine passport in Paris. Here's clip number 18. Paris police beat woman who tried to go shopping at the mall without a vaccine passport. Here it is. Here you see the police running full speed, full tilt, as if they're chasing a murderer, as if they're tracking down a terrorist. Here you see them wielding police batons against this woman, just smashing her with the baton, grabbing her, putting her in a headlock, slamming her into the wall as they continue to beat her in their SWAT helmets, and now placing her under arrest for trying to shop. This woman's trying to shop. And they have her on the ground. Continue to step on her and push her down. Well, she's not vaccinated. She's not human. She can be treated with any level of force now. There, another little swift kick to the knee to bring her down to the ground. Hands behind her back, being arrested. For trying to shop. For trying to buy something. For trying to go into the mall to go shopping. Well, she doesn't have a vaccine pass, so bring out the batons, bring out the SWAT teams. Arrest her, arrest the guy filming this to silence it. Now, thank God there is still a spark of humanity left in France, and the people in this mall rose up against this and prevented them from arresting anybody else as massive waves of protesters actually forced the police to flee. So let's once again go to clip number 19, with police trying to arrest the unvaccinated shoppers who were forced to retreat by those very unvaccinated shoppers. There it is, folks. They may be brutal, but there's only a few of them. They may have armor. They may have their face covered. They may have given over their identity entirely to the state as servants of Satan. But the people of France are numerous and willful and are standing up against this rather heroically. They are forcing the police to retreat as they enter into arrest the unvaccinated for daring to try to engage in commerce. So it's literally the mark of the beast. It's literally here. and it's just as brutal as you would expect. So there you go. Those are the some of the largest protests from this weekend and some of the most egregious overreaches. Let's go to this final video here. It's Trudeau's campaign bus swarmed by a mob of angry vaccine passport protesters before it could even stop. Let's go to this now. Let's keep the audio down because I actually have to, haven't actually listened to this. And every time we play a trip of every time we play a clip of Trudeau in public, it's just full of curse words for some reason. So I only assume this one will be as well. But it's just amazing, isn't it? Everywhere Trudeau goes in Canada, he is immediately swarmed by protesters who just despise him and everything he stands for. But this is our democracy. Remember our democracy? Now, our democracy consists of untouchable elites issuing unquestionable dictates and mobs of their subjects being utterly ignored, if not brutalized, for standing up against them. That's our democracy. And it's here to stay, unless, of course, and we stand up against it. Unless, of course, we just say no. Unless, of course, we come together and tell these despicable tyrants to go pound sand. Yeah, then it's here forever. But as soon as we do that, it all ends. Of course, it doesn't just end with them retracting this sort of stuff, as they will be forced to do as these protests continue, as the trucker protest continues in Australia. In fact, I want to go to that now. Let's go to clip number 5. Here are the empty shelves in Australian supermarket as a consequence of the truck driver strike in that country. Here it is.
Look at Woolies in Hurstville.
For our radio listeners, it's just a supermarket that is completely empty, pretty much. It looks like Venezuela. Empty.
Literally empty.
No fruit.
Hey, why is everything empty?
There's a strike in the supply, and that's why we didn't get any more from
him. Oh, he's a main supply.
Yeah, we're still waiting. I don't know. We're supposed to
get all the stuff today, but we didn't get it. That's crazy, man.
Hear that? The supplier, the trucks just
everything
aren't coming in.
Everything is gone, nothing. Their trucks aren't coming in.
There you go. Truck drivers vow to shut down all major highways in massive protest against anti-COVID lockdown. Now, that they've already actually succumbed to this. South Australia drops vaccine requirement for truckers in the wake of protests and freight delays. So they've actually dropped the vaccine requirements for the truckers in response to this because, hey, you can't enforce the vaccine mandates if you can't eat. It's pretty effective, isn't it?
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male path. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey,
Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, folks, we find ourselves in an unbelievable position where all that we have foretold is coming true even more rapidly and more, you know, intensely than we even expected. And yet, where's the resistance? Where are the American people opening their eyes and understanding what's going on when it's so blatant and just right in front of them? And you realize that this is not the effect of 18 months of COVID madness. This is the effect of several decades of indoctrination that has led people to the unwavering faith of the so-called authorities, even as those very same authorities announce their plans to deprive you of every right, enslave you, and poison you. It's just, they're just open about it now. And people are going along with this because they have been bereft of their humanity, and it's sickening to see. Phone calls lit up rather quickly today, so let's try to get through as many as possible as we can at this next hour. Max in Kansas, thanks for calling in, Max. You got the day off school, do you?
We do. Of course, for Labor Day.
Hey, congratulations. Good morning. Very good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah. Great to be back. Hope you had a good weekend. I mean, so just seeing literal concentration camps being occupied before our very eyes is heartbreaking. It's inhumane. It's evil. And I hate, in those videos you showed me, I hate how they just casually talk about the fact that they're literally living in a camp. I mean, like, oh, there are some people right there. Oh, time for us to get our food, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's like, no. It's like we're dogs. Isn't that funny? It's like, this is horrifying, actually.
Yeah, and you know, like, you know, they just treat it or like they're going on with their, you know, daily lives as if that's normal. When in reality, obviously, no, that's not normal. You're in a camp. They do not. And you know what? Do you ever see videos of those people being let out either? You know what I mean? Like, it's after you. You know, we don't think you have COVID anymore or whatever, and then they get out, or I don't know. But, and just, I don't know why people aren't getting more pissed off about this. You know, people in Australia, even people in America, and it seems like other countries are getting more upset about this and angry and pushing back than we are.
Yeah, yeah, no, you it's, people. It's shameful, honestly. But,
yeah, it really is. And, you know, you like you were talking about earlier, there are people who have patients in hospitals who weren't vaccinated, so they refused to treat them, and they died, and they're like, well, good. Like, yep. Some people here think that that's a good thing, and that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
No, it's horrific. And in fact, I'm getting people on Twitter linking me to stories. This woman named, or I think it's a woman named Casey, for the public record, the name of the hospital that kicked us out of the emergency room last night after one of the nurses found out we weren't jabbed is Advent Health Palm Coast on 60 Memorial Medical Parkway, Palm Coast, Florida, 32164. We must hold these people accountable. So more and more stories coming out of people like in the emergency room. They're asked if they're vaccinated. They say no, and then they get kicked out of the hospital. So this is here. Like, it's not coming. No, it's here. You will be denied health service if you are not vaccinated. It's incredibly troubling. And, you know, thank God we're not where Australia is quite yet. But the fact that it's not worrying people is itself incredibly worrying. Thanks so much for the call, Max. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Patrick in Boston, who has a comment about the vaccine mandate. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. You're on the air.
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Pat?
I'm okay, but I'm enraged.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you why I'm enraged. You know, my wife, as you know, is a nurse, and she stopped at Target on her way home the other night, as you know, with her scrubs on, and some guy decided to harass her about the vaccine, tell her that the CDC created this thing and that she's somehow part of it. And the only reason I'm able to talk to you right now is the fact that I was not there, because if I was there, I would be arrested right now. I would be incarcerated at this point. I am so sick and tired of people with jackass opinions deciding to run their mouths out of their fat asses, you know, over this thing. The next person who says something smart to me or my wife about this stuff, I'm going to break their faith. And I, you know, I understand that you have a different opinion. Okay, that's fine. But when you hassle people in public, I've had enough. And the right wing is intentionally doing this because Tucker Carlson has said, hey, if you see people in public wearing, you know, with kids wearing a mask, you ought to call Child Protective Services. This is out of control. And I'm calling on, you know, InfoWars and Fox News and any right wing outlet to say, hey, don't talk to people in public. Don't give them the business.
Mm.
What do you say?
I mean, obviously, you know, I don't want to encourage anybody to harass people in public. I think it's not going to change minds. It's not going to be helpful. At the same time, what's the situation with your wife's hospital? I mean, are they mandating vaccines? Are they providing health care to people who don't have who are not unvaccinated, or are they kicking them out of the hospital? Because to me, a little bit, you know, raises my hackles a little bit more when you have people who are sick and dying and literally being killed by denying them service for not being vaccinated than, you know, some stupid person yelling at somebody else on the street. A little bit more intense to me when you have people who have taken the Hippocratic Oath and have sworn to, you know, uphold the medical ethics that our forefathers laid down for them, and then they're gleefully celebrating when people who don't follow their orders die from a sickness. So I don't know. I think maybe you're getting mad at the wrong thing here, Pat.
Well, first of all, I think that if anybody hassled your wife in a Target, you'd be pretty pissed off too. So I don't buy that. But in any event, what she works in a hospital that's the safety net hospital that accepts everybody, no matter what their situation is. So and you know, it's at the end of what's called methadone mile, which is, you know, a horrible, you know, drug problem in Boston, where, you know, they take everybody. So she's not, this is not something that they're accepting, you know, as like, okay, it's okay. They, you know, that I don't even know how to describe it. I'm just so enraged at the idea that somebody feels that they should mess around with the nurse who's just trying to buy some wine and hot dogs. Target, you know what I mean? That's ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I mean, it is ridiculous, and but this is sort of the point, right? I mean, this is the point of everything that they're doing. I mean, I get that. Yeah, no, obviously, like, don't bother nurses while they're out on the street. Like, that's ridiculous and outrageous, and nobody should do that. And I am sorry that your wife was harassed, because yeah, I wouldn't stand for it either. And I feel how angry you are. At the same time, you've got to understand that This is not a one-way street. This is not right-wingers out there, you know, demonizing the vaccinated and being, you know, obtuse and obnoxious about the vaccine. Every single day, there are stories from major newspapers that are just like, the unvaccinated deserve to die. Like, they're just like, do we really need to take care of the unvaccinated? I mean, you have to understand, this is the outrage of peasants against the king. This is outrage of the oppressed against the oppressors. And no, you're not directing it correctly if you direct it towards the nurse who's just trying to do her job and works at, you know, this incredibly dangerous hospital. Yeah, that's not helping anybody. But at the same time, I personally don't blame people for being outraged at the fact that we're essentially being condemned to death if we don't go along with this experimental shot, which in and of itself may be the cause of many deaths. I don't feel that sorry.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Just another day in paradise, isn't it? Just another day in this wonderful world that's been created for us. You know, my question is, what would the world look like today if the vaccine actually worked? Because you can just look at the world today, and one obvious, just blatantly evident truth is that the vaccine doesn't work. As simple as that. What if it did? What if the vaccine was actually a vaccine? I mean, when you say vaccine, it summons to the mind the concept that you take an inoculation and you are therefore immune to whatever disease the vaccine is for. That obviously is not the case. In fact, from the CDC, they've told us it doesn't prevent transmission. You can still get COVID. They call it breakthrough cases, but, you know, it's more vaccinated than unvaccinated in hospitals in places like Israel and the UK. Seeing headlines, I haven't yet confirmed them yet, but it's like 95% of the people affected with, in the hospital with coronavirus had been vaccinated in places where the vaccine total was like 60%. So it seems like you're almost more likely to go to the hospital with COVID if you get the vaccine. I don't know. I'm just looking at numbers here. But what would the world look like if the vaccine actually worked? Like, this is the amazing thing, is they plant in the mind of these people. Well, okay. First, like, we can just go back to the beginning and just remember that, like, January 2020, everybody here was going, hey, this thing's a big deal. Hey, this is something we should pay attention to. Hey, let's not let this get to our country. Completely ignored, called racist, whatever. And they allow it to get to the country. They allow it to go absolutely crazy. Then a bunch of companies on the stock market all purposefully crash the stock market on a single day, causes major catastrophe. They're like, oh, the worst one day drop in 25 years. This is awful. Everything's going to go bad. By 2 days later, it was completely back up to where it was before, showing that it was completely fabricated. But based off of this idea that the economy would crash because of coronavirus, they crashed the economy. They shut down the entire economy. They destroyed people's lives. They forced people to be locked in their own homes. They forced people to not go to their parents' funerals, not see their grandparents on their deathbed. They ruined people's lives and forced people to wear masks and social distance and all this other stuff, destroyed their jobs, forced them onto government subsidies. They said this is just temporary until we get the vaccine. And the image they planted in people's mind was that there would be a vaccine and that, hey, 6 months from now, everything will be back to normal because of the vaccine. And that's all that it takes. People had this fantasy in their mind, which was never going to be true because it's basically impossible to make an mRNA vaccine. It doesn't work because the virus mutates so rapidly. It's why there's never been a vaccine for the common cold. It's why the flu requires a new vaccine every year that may not even work because it may be the wrong strain. It was never going to happen. But they implanted this fantasy into people's minds. Then the reality didn't meet the fantasy, and luckily they had in their back pocket who to blame. They blame the unvaccinated. It's our fault that all of this isn't back to normal, despite the fact that the vaccine never worked and that this fantasy that was implanted in your mind was never based on reality. And it's obvious, because if the vaccine actually worked, I'd probably take it. If the vaccine was actually just a vaccine, if you just took it and there weren't any crazy side effects, if you didn't die, if it didn't give you myocarditis or change your RNA, and it just made you immune to the disease, why not? Of course you'd take that. None of us are against vaccines as a concept or as an idea or as a scientific development. They work sometimes. It's the reason smallpox doesn't exist anymore. This is obvious, right? But no, now it's being portrayed as the vaccine would have saved everybody. It would have fixed everything except for those unvaccinated, ruined everything. It's just a blatant falsehood. And yes, it's been implanted in these people's minds incontrovertibly. Like, you cannot argue them out of this. There's a video that I will not be playing, but it is a TikTok that was going somewhat viral today of a girl singing a song that was just like, because you watch Fox News, this is all your fault. Just like, unbelievable. Unbelievable the way they've gotten these people to, A, subject themselves to this stuff, B, you know, be a subject of their tyranny, and then blame the people who are resisting it. It's literally just, you've got a bully just beating somebody with a whip, and the person they're beating is looking at the other person standing by going, this is your fault. This is your fault for not letting the bully beat you. I'm being beat. It's just It makes no sense. It's Stockholm Syndrome on a massive scale. And it's all based off of a fantasy that they were fed. They were told that everything would go back to normal once we had the vaccine. They believe that. They believe the vaccine works. They believe the vaccine will cure them. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter who gets it. It doesn't matter how many people you get. In fact, it looks like the more people you get, the bigger your outbreak is. It's just a total pandemic of lies that we're suffering under. And it's unbelievable. But let's go out to the phone calls now. Johnny in Denmark has a little white pill for us of the Great Awakening. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Harrison. Continuing with my four elements of a professional call. One, greeted you already. Two, I did mention last time I did this that I bought about $40,000 worth of products in a single year. I did an A to Z, and believe it or not, I've covered almost every letter of the alphabet. Each time I call you, in the next several times at least, I will endorse a product. So starting with Alpha Power, it basically lives up to its billing.
Excellent. Well, there is no script for these. The only requirement to be a good call is to come with good information and have good audio and not be on speakerphone or driving in a car with your windows open. Other than that, I'm happy. But you called in with a white pill. I'm going to hear this, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, I last time I mentioned the Bandot video stats, and there were quite a few of them. Kind of a summary, just two comparisons. This is the first one out of you know, four points, is the David Icke video on Bandot Video. David Icke talks with out-of-the-box thinker and Dr. Tom Cowan, author of the Contagion Myth, from last November 13th, has still gotten only 16,343, whereas the new David Icke video on that same channel, How They Are Killing You and Calling It COVID, David Icke Doctor Videocast, has now gotten an excess of 600,000 views in only 10 days as opposed to the 297 that the other video has had. And I went into detail, which I'm not going to go into again, the last time I called. Second, as you mentioned before in introducing my call last time, the C-19 dissenters at the school board meetings, some of them extremely powerful, all of them powerful. Three, last week, big apologies from big tech and big finance. Big tech to Kathy McCullum, that slain Marine's mother, and General Michael T. Flynn from finance, big finance, Chase Bank in particular, and kind of shows, you know, how powerful we can still be on tech platforms, in particular, in this case, Telegram. He just went, posted it, and they almost unbelievably gaslightingly claims that it was they were incorrect to do it. I guess they claim that because it really led to reputational damage for them. But what General Flynn did was he posted it and it spread like wildfire all across the internet.
Wow, I actually hadn't seen that. Thanks for letting me know, because I'd seen him get canceled from Chase. I didn't realize Chase retracted that and said it was another one of these little accidents that happen, even though they gave the reason why he was being canceled as reputational disservice or something. So clearly they knew who they were canceling and did it on purpose. But that's amazing to hear. So we posted that on Telegram, and the news went viral, and they were forced to retract. That is really amazing, and I'll tell you, Telegram is becoming more and more popular. Gab is becoming more and more popular. There really are starting to be truly viable alternatives that are just as capable of getting this information out there as Twitter, even though everybody's still on Twitter. More and more people are on these other alternative platforms, and it's really making a difference. Thanks so much for that call, Johnny. We're about to go to break, and we'll go to Jeremy and Jesse and Jay and John. A bunch of J names, and Jeremy, oh my God, all right. Nothing but J names left, which is wonderful, but Johnny does a great job of keeping us up to date on just how many people are going to Band.video to watch the videos there. And I'll tell you, just take a look at some of the videos from when Band.video first came out, and they're just like pitiful. It's like a couple hundred, couple thousand. It has been a steady climb upwards this entire time, and now we're getting more views than people get on YouTube and people get elsewhere. So it's all funded by you when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Band.video, the entire technical team that has to work on that day in and day out, it is all funded by InfoWarsStore.com. So help support a truly viable alternative to the mainstream media and big tech companies by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win in every way you can possibly imagine.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet.
Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body, and just stuff that's essential for general health, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off, and of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90%+ of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down, because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do, to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing made in America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Segment of American Journal here on InfoWars.com. Let's get to as many phone calls as we possibly can. Jeremy in Richmond, Virginia, says you. Well, okay, this is very interesting. It says you got a test on your phone for civil authority. Well, what does this mean?
Yeah. So, thank you for taking my call, man. Really appreciate it. So I'm sitting here my first day off in probably about 2 months, and I actually work in a super liberal Richmond, Virginia. And I commute 40 miles. I live out in the country, and I'm constantly trying to witness to these liberals all the time about that they're not going to be exempt from this tyranny that we're seeing.
Right.
And I'm sitting here watching my DVR this morning, and it cuts out. And about 30 seconds later, my phone, this test pops up, and it's just like you would get for weather, for like some severe weather. And I'll read it to you. It says, a civil authority has issued a required monthly test for the following counties. And like, I'm like short of breath right now because it scared me so bad. required monthly test for the following counties. And it literally names all the same counties that it would name, obviously, for a weather, for a wet, severe weather alert. And it's just so crazy that they're infecting everything, man.
Yeah. So was it saying why this test was taking place, or you know, what exactly the test was for?
No, it's the blue screen. I don't know if it's blue in every state, but in Virginia, it's a blue screen, and it does the crazy beeping. You know?
Yeah. Like an Amber Alert.
It was exactly like a severe weather alert, like take cover in your house. It was exactly like that. The beeps and all the weirdness of it, and yeah, a civil authority. This is exactly what I have the picture on my phone right now. I actually snapped a picture of the TV when it popped up. It says a civil authority has issued a required monthly test for the following counties, and it lists. I'm guessing it's five pages of counties, so I'm guessing it's all the counties in Virginia.
Yeah, probably the whole state. Yeah. Well, folks, you know. We know they tested the internet kill switch, and they said that the reason they were going to do it was for some sort of outbreak where they would, you know, anybody that tried to get on the internet would be sent to one single page that would tell them everything they needed to know at that particular time. So they're getting ready to perhaps implement that once again. Of course, we know that they're saying, here it is, emergency alert details, a civil authority is issued, required. Yeah, very, very strange. Very, very strange indeed.
You know, I actually snapped a picture of it because I got some liberal, I wouldn't call them friends, but because you can't be friends with these people.
Acquaintances, maybe?
Yeah, you can't reason with these people.
Right.
But I actually snapped these pictures so I could go to work and explain to them that, you know, they're not exempt from this, man. We're all, you know, they're going to be in the same boat as all of us, man.
Yeah, they absolutely are. They absolutely are, and they don't understand that by, you know, endorsing it and continuing to promote it, like they're not going to be given a pass for that. They're just helping them lower the noose around their own necks. Really incredible.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm usually the one trying to explain to them that, you know, if the same people own the patent for what they've taken for this virus, I can prove to them that the same people funded the creation of the virus. Is like that fact alone. How does that not wake people up? I mean, how does that not tell them that we're I mean, that's criminal in and of itself. I mean, that's just insane.
Yeah, I saw a tweet this weekend that was like, you're expecting people who 20 years after 9/11 still haven't figured that out. They're not going to figure out the pandemic anytime soon. So yeah, I don't have a lot of faith in them. But thank you so much for the call, Jeremy. Very troubling stuff. Let's go to Jay in Washington, who says the school district is letting him go for not getting vaxxed. I'm sorry to hear that, Jay. It's that's unfortunate. Maybe you can make your way down to Texas and, you know, help offset some of the immigration from California here. I'm very sorry to hear that, Jay. You lost your job because of your vaccine. Is that right?
Well, I haven't lost it yet. I was given an email saying that I have until September 17th to comply with the mandate from Jay Inslee. I'm part of the SEIU 1948 Public School Employees of Washington Union. Our union sent us a letter saying that if we do not comply, we will not be allowed to work for any school district in Washington and that we will not qualify for unemployment benefits. We were given the chance to apply for a religious or medical exemption. However, this is a direct quote. Just a reminder, anyone who is not fully vaccinated receives a religious exemption or receives a medical exemption by October 18th will not be able to continue employment with any school district in Washington state. So it's kind of worded as a threat. And our union is not backing us up or helping us at all. However, our local sheriff just made national news by pulling all the resource officers from the schools because they are trying to mandate that they also get the vaccine. This is a fight for all of us. I hope everybody realizes that there's no corner that you can hide in. There's no place that anybody is going to be safe if we don't back up the people who are in this battle right now. It will come to your home.
Yeah. Yeah, and it will affect you. Well, have you tried to apply for a religious exemption?
I have. I have till September 17th to do so, and I'm getting more information. I also wanted to get a letter from my pastor, and I'm trying everything I can.
Yeah. Yeah, you should. It's unbelievable that this is where we are in this country, but there you go. And, you know, Robert Barnes tweets out regularly, you know, packets of information or, you know, contact information of people who find themselves under vaccine mandates and how they can resist it. So if you're in this situation, I suggest you go to Robert Barnes's Twitter and make use of some of the things that he supplies for people to use, because there are legal ways to fight this and legal battles are being won, because on the face of it, it is a blatant violation of your very human rights. So go to Barnes_law on Twitter, twitter.com/Barnes_law, and you'll see some very effective supplement or some documentation that you can use. So good luck, Jay.
Thank you so much, Harrison. I appreciate it, sir. You guys are amazing. Stay in the fight. I'm in it too. Let's go.
You know, call us back, Jay, because I want to hear how this goes. Try to get your religious exemption and just let us know how this continues and keep up the good fight, sir.
I will. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Let's go to John in Dallas, maybe our final call here, unless we can squeeze a few more in. But John in Dallas has a little bit of inspiration for us. Thanks for calling in, John. You're on the air.
Hey, General Smith, good morning. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to talk to you about, we're seeing a lot of energy around the world fighting back against this. I want to organize a worldwide but 100% local march for humanity, and it'll be 100% violence-free, no tolerance for violence. And that's how you know the enemy.
Mm.
You know the enemy when they use violence, and then
right.
You just, the crowd detains them. And you know, make sure we don't use violence, force if necessary, but not violence. But we need somebody big, a big talking head like Admiral Jones, to use his connections to get the word out. Now, I think the week of, yes, I said the week of Halloween, which is the Satanist religious holiday, I feel that would be the best week to do this. And it's got to be a long time. We got to, if not a week, maybe even longer. We've got to show them that we mean business. We're not going to take this anymore.
Yeah,
we'll not take it, and we march until they buckle, day and night, worldwide, 100% local, synchronized worldwide. We remove the deep state and we remove the Monsanto things. You guys might know me better as Justice for All Species on your band.video comment board.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea, and this is the thing, is that, you know, all of their astroturfed, you know, so-called protests or organizations are all just directed by top-down organizations. They're all very well-funded. We don't have that, but the good news is we don't need that. We need people in the grassroots organizing their community, organizing their school. In fact, I have a video that I'll play tomorrow of a kid talking about how he's organizing a walkout at his school. We need just to be doing this constantly, nonstop, grassroots. You need to do it yourself, not wait for direction. You be the leader. You be the leader that your community needs. You be the organizer that takes down your local school board or whatever other petty tyrant is implementing this sort of stuff. You get your fellow classmates together if you're in high school.
We need this
full bore. 100%. I'm all in favor of, you know, one weekend, a month or two from now where we do it. I'm sorry, John. We got to finish the show. We're only 15 seconds left, but it's a great idea, and that's the spirit that we need, and it's incredible stuff. And, you know, we'll be doing everything we can. We hope you support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins momentarily. Don't go anywhere. Unless you go to InfoWarsStore.com, it's one place you're allowed to go, and I insist you do it.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment that founded the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the control corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.